This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and today, especially for you listeners in WYSL Radio Land up there in beautiful Rochester, New York, I bring one of your own to you. She's going to explain some things to me because I'm dense. Normally, I can employ my world of logic, but in matters of legalese, I am discovering that logic means nothing. Joining me, and I believe she's been with me on this on Gun Owners News Hour before. She's been with me on Lock and Load a lot of times. But her name is Paloma Campana, attorney at law. Good morning. Well, I guess we're not going to do the salutation of the time because it just depends on where everybody's listening at the given time. Good. How's it going?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm very curious about this because Paloma has been doing, she's written a book. She's got a book two coming out. She's been studiously looking at January the 6th. And am I correct that you're looking at this right now and you're going, well, this is puzzling?
Yes.
The latest developments. So describe the latest developments and we'll get into what they mean later on. So let's start with what the latest developments are regarding January the 6th and all these people that are in jail right now.
So why don't we call today's show Select Secrets? I think listeners will know that that's a bounce off of the Select Committee on the events of January 6th, which Speaker Nancy Pelosi formulated out of her magician's hat to become the official inquiry, the determiner of the narrative, the writer of history of what it is that happened January 6th and who's responsible. Now, we've already in 2021 had several rounds of congressional testimony, and it's all happened in the public. In fact, you can go on C-SPAN, and you can put in your search string and you can rewatch testimony. And I would encourage you to do so, especially from February, early March. Most candid, most thorough, best questions from members of the Senate and the House. Everything since has been a bit of a drama. But the Select Committee is essentially operating in secret. It launched itself. And on July 29th, it put on its first public testimony consisting of four officers who testified concerning what they experienced during the afternoon of January 6th. And then the Select Committee went dark. And I really mean completely dark. So they do have a website. You can go to it. Simply Google Select Committee House and it pops up. They even have a published telephone number. Get your pens handy, kids, because I will give this number to you more than once, 202-225-7800. You can call it. Nobody answers during normal business hours, and nobody so far has returned my phone calls. But I'm guessing that they're not calling me back because I have been asking them now for months, how do I access the testimony of the people who you are putting under subpoena to come before the Select Committee? And for months, this thing has burbled along, and the media has plus or minus paid attention to it. And every once in a while, the Select Committee will selectively leak one of their so-called subpoenas, which, if you're a lawyer, let me translate this. The Select Committee subpoenas read more like a letter home from a teenager. Badly written, badly crafted. No litigation attorney of which I have ever encountered in my 30 years of work would write something so poorly drafted. But in the last 48 hours, the news cycle is bringing us a report from no source that they quote that more than 250 people have testified before the Select Committee, which also means countless documents have been turned in. And all we've gotten to read in the last 2 weeks are select headlines that certain people are being considered whether they should be held in contempt and Steve Bannon being held in contempt. So So the entire thing is being conducted in secret. Unprecedented. Even in the 1950s, when Congress was running mad after the communist scourge in America and bringing Hollywood before Congress, even in the 50s, it was public. So here we are in a black box with the committee that is saying it's the one who's going to determine what happened. So we have a trial, essentially, that they are conducting behind closed doors. So, Bill, it has nothing to do with whether you are or are not a lawyer. This is outrageous.
Well,
this is not America.
How is this allowed to happen?
You know, partly because America is asleep at the wheel about January 6th. There is no group, including the NRA, leading the charge on our side of the argument or investigating the facts or putting out their own white papers and news reports and, if you will, counter news. And I'm sorry, Tucker, but you're part of the problem.
Right.
Tucker Carlson on Fox News has been putting on guests and airing paid-for segments that equally do not check facts. He's allowing people to literally say whatever they want to say, no journalistic questions, no confrontation of his guests with even what is pending in a courtroom where you can see the documents. I don't know why this is happening as a cultural issue.
Now, Tucker's normally pretty sharp.
Yes.
Why
he brought us the Bank of America issue when
right.
this whole thing started, right? He broke the Bank of America story. The Bank of America had voluntarily handed over confidential financial information about users of credit and debit cards in the Washington, D.C. area. I believe the dates were January 5 to January 8. He broke that. And then the media broke him. Is a little bit how I look at the Tucker Carlson situation, because he took a lot of backlash for that. But he fell for it. And now he's essentially acting like the Oprah Winfrey hour. He's not doing his job.
So you think somebody got to him?
I think Tucker is somebody who would like to be liked and respected, and needs first to see himself as a journalist and realize that the resources he has at his disposal at Fox News, including the legal department, including fact checkers, is a team that he needs to unleash, as opposed to viewing it as sort of a one-man show, which is a little bit the sense I get in terms of how he goes about his job. I mean, I'm a one-person operation over here, and look how much I have found out from public records, from the use of Freedom of Information requests, from reading other documents from organizations like Judicial Watch that they have gotten through Freedom of Information, from simply going into the PACER system where you can look up the legal papers in every single defense case of January 6th. But those basics are not even being covered.
Right.
So the select committee starts strategically when everybody's kind of checking out at the end of August, hoping to get the kids back to school. I mean, you know, there's multiple factors kind of going on the timing. The FBI is now going to be coming to parent-teacher settings. We have the problem of how we left Afghanistan. But now here we are, confronted with the reality that the Select Committee has not released a single thing. And so how are we supposed to participate in our role? I mean, we have a responsibility as American citizens to participate in government, to put our eyeballs on things, to be vocal in response.
I want you to explain to us how we do that when we get back. We're speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. This is the peculiarity of January the 6th. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In America today, I think the electorate is more woke than they have ever been, except apparently when it comes to one issue currently, and that is January the 6th. And I'm just going by the results of January the 6th that we see so far. Excuse me. And to help me out with this, and to explain to us in the last segment we got to this point, We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And tell us, okay, so how would we locally try to influence what's going on within the Select Secrets Committee regarding January the 6th? How would we get involved in that? Because it's pretty much just a Democratic sideshow, I guess, to distract us from the abysmal point of our president asterisk currently.
And I'm with you on that. That's a little bit of a bigger nut to crack, however.
Okay.
But in terms of the January 6th Select Committee, I think we have to put our eyeballs on them and let them know that we are watching and that we are seeing nothing and that we want to see it. Call the Select Committee, 202-225-7800. Call them right now. Just literally pick up the phone and dial that phone number. If somebody does answer, ask them when it's actually going to be made public. They've got the website up. They have a little tab that says resources, and they have already the one entry for the July 29 testimony of the four law enforcement officers. Well, where is everything else? When are we going to have access to it? The next step, because it's a two-step pretty much always, is you've got to put your local congressman and your two United States senators on speed dial of your phone. And every single morning when you pour your cup of coffee, it doesn't matter what hour it is, doesn't matter if you're getting voicemail, you need to dial those three telephone numbers and state your name and state your phone number and state that you're calling again today to demand that all materials of the Select Committee be released immediately and ongoing. And just be polite about it. But we need to make a pest of ourselves, right? Listening to this show right now are so many WYSL listeners, even some friends across the pond in southern Canada. And of that, maybe 1-3% of activists will actually pick up the phone, which is still a pretty sizable number when it's WYSL broadcast area. We simply have to turn ourselves into a team and make it happen. It really is that simple. That's what's so ironic about American politics is it doesn't take a lot to actually get results. It simply takes people believing that, number one, they belong to the process. They are part of the process. And then, number two, just stepping up the game one notch, one simple little notch. We spent the last 4 months, 5 months traveling everywhere across New York and through the Eastern Seaboard down to South Carolina at different festivals, gun shows, gun shops, gas stations, etc. And we've collected hundreds of letters of opposition to two bills pending in Congress, House Bill 350 and Senate Bill 183. And just by talking with people, randomly coming into my orbit, randomly listening to your show, Bill, people have been signing letters, and we're starting to get responses from legislators who are saying, oh, well, no, I don't really mean to be associated with that bill. Let me look at that again. It doesn't take a lot, but it takes us doing our job. And the Select Committee right now is in danger of becoming our own version of Russia's TASA, where they're simply telling us some fairy tale that ends up becoming history because nobody else is writing it but them.
Well, let's see. Excuse me. Let's break that down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this Congress is probably going to change very shortly. Nancy Pelosi.
From your words to everyone's ears, yes.
Yes. And Nancy Pelosi is going to have to give up her croquet mallet-sized gavel.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be with the Republicans. Now, do we need to be setting the groundwork for that now? And do we need to be telling the Republicans, listen, we're not looking for it to be your turn. I want to see a bunch of plates with a bunch of pounds of flesh on them. I want you to drag us back to normalcy. to constitutional republic normalcy.
Yes.
And if you do that, it doesn't matter if the media likes you. If you do that, it doesn't matter if if you get invited to the cocktail parties. Your temporary job will be secure.
That is correct.
Or do we need to try it? I mean, is it pretty much... It's uphill climb to actually get anything done right now to where they just stop doing what they're doing and let due process prevail, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. But that's what sneakers are made for. Get yourself a new pair. If you haven't worn a hole in your sneakers by Election Day 2022, if you have not made any contribution at all in good old-fashioned GOTV, get out the vote, then I don't want to hear from you if it doesn't go well. Because we're at a stage where participation is critical. In the letter writing campaign that we've been doing, more than 90% of people who I asked or who spontaneously said have never written a letter to Congress before. They were excited for the opportunity. They were surprised it was so simple. And when I did the bundling of the letters to mail in to the bill sponsors, which, by the way, were Democrats, I also sent copies with the stack of those letters to the minority leaders in the Senate and the House. Because even when you're the minority leader, you still have power. We saw that on the Build Back Better, whatever, right? The recent debates concerning money, things have gotten slowed down. The Democrats have not gotten away with everything that they thought they were going to get by taking the White House. Whether through honest vote or fraud or otherwise, they have not been able to fully advance the agenda they wanted to, even though they're in a powerful minority place. Excuse me, they're in a powerful majority place.
Yeah, but they don't have, you know, their majority is what, 5 in the Senate? No, 0 in the Senate. Kamala Harris in the Senate. And 5 in the House. That's not exactly, and that's with a stolen election.
You only have to win by 1.
Yeah. And
right.
So with this stolen election, they still don't apparently have this clear-cut mandate, even though Pelosi and Schumer and Biden will sit there all day and say that, and Kamala Harris will say something different and total gibberish, but they're all trying to be on the same page. They don't exactly have a mandate, and therein lies their problem. We're going to continue this when we get back. Paloma Cabana here with me. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Utah and New Jersey are the two latest states to confirm cases of the Omicron variant. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says it should take another week before we know the real impact of the variant. He says if you're worried, you should
get vaccinated and get boosted. You can visit vaccines.gov. You can text your zip code to that number there, or you can call and find out where vaccines and boosters are available.
Over 97% of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention employees have been vaccinated, according to new data released by the Department of Health and Human Services. An appearance this weekend by former President Trump's Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark at the House Committee investigating the January 6th attack has been postponed due to an unspecified medical condition. This is USA Radio News. The community of Oxford, Michigan is holding a vigil for the victims of the deadly high school shooting. Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Michiganders are strong, but we are brokenhearted right now. This week we lost four beautiful young souls.
3 days ago, a gunman opened fire in the school, killing four students and injuring several others. A 15-year-old has now been charged as an adult, and now his parents are also facing charges. Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the parents of Ethan Crumley met with the school's principal a few hours before the shooting took place. A teacher had found a drawing of a gun showing a person bleeding and the words, "Help me." After the meeting, the parents sent Ethan back to class. McDonald was asked if the tragedy could have been avoided.
I'm not going to give you a political answer, and I'm not going to cover for anybody, and I'm just going to say what I think, and that is, of course he shouldn't have gone back to that classroom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We are talking to Paloma Cabana, and this can either be a, this is either like a rallying cry, or for some of you that may have recently come out of the public school system, this is American Civics 101. Because right now, and this is the part. See, Paloma's not saying you probably don't want to say the quiet part. I don't mind saying the quiet part. If we continue on the trajectory that we're allowing government to go right now, we're going to be in a hot, kinetic, shooting civil war.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're trying to dictate to you what kind of car they want you to drive. They want to dictate to you what kind of fuel you're going to use. They want to dictate to you what your children are going to learn in school. They want to dictate to you that you wear a face thong everywhere you go, that you keep getting shots, that they don't actually do anything, but we want you to take them anyway. They want to run your life. And this is, would you consider this to be sort of a nice little example of this what they're trying to pull with this little secret committee? Is a, how many people are we talking about getting railroaded here?
Well, I think if we shift just slightly off the select committee and we go to the defendants charged with crimes related to the events of January 6th,
sure,
it's where the secret story takes that dark turn that I don't want people to get discouraged hearing about it. Again, light of day. Here I am talking to you, discussing with you what I am able to see as an experienced litigation attorney, as somebody tracking these cases. Let's consider another group. So more than 700 people have been charged and continue to be charged as recently as a couple days ago concerning the events of January 6th, some for as little as putting their toes on the green grass of the Capitol grounds, turning around and leaving. more than 100 people have already settled their cases. So what I need you to understand is that every time a criminal defendant accepts a plea deal, the case goes dark. It's over. The defense attorney loses all the powers he or she has while the case is in progress to subpoena witnesses and to demand evidence. And the public loses its ability to really figure out was a crime actually committed or not. So far since January 6th, not a single day of trial has happened. To the best of my knowledge, there is only one case that is actually scheduled for trial, and that trial start date is not until April. This coming Monday is the status conference in that case. We'll see if the DOJ isn't going to be asking for further adjournments, because in that case, and that involves Kenneth Harrelson, Kelly Meigs, and Jessica Watkins, three defendants incarcerated since their day of arrest. So in Jessica Watkins' case, that's since January 18 of 2021, the DOJ has not even turned over the basic exculpatory materials you would expect to find under speedy trial rules in roughly 60 days, maybe 90 days. And we're now approaching a year. And in October and November, the DOJ submitted these really nifty, high-tech, convoluted notices almost to judges in various cases saying, oh, this is the status of us turning over materials. And they're making it sound so impressive because they've hired private contractors to make some kind of an application out in computer land. I'm being somewhat sarcastic. The details are in the paperwork, but they've got so many hours of CCTV, body cam footage, media footage, etc., but they haven't even started turning it over in a meaningful way. So defense counsel has not even been able to begin preparing. And that's without us getting to the discussion that is ongoing about the fact that for incarcerated defendants, they're having problems meeting with their attorneys. The defendants do not have access to computers to review these materials. And DOJ is simply proposing, oh, we got another little group of laptops. They can get on a waiting list to be permitted to use the laptop in an individual cell for a limited amount of time. We're not even going to say whether it's the right bandwidth to watch video. So the DOJ is driving the entire freight train of prosecutions into the dark. It's gone into the tunnel in the mountain, and in the cases of a number of defendants that I'm individually tracking since January 6th, the cases are literally going dark. There's no progress being made whatsoever.
Well, now, when you say there's no progress being made,
yeah,
are you saying that as far as finding out what actually happened, there's no progress being made? Because my question is there progress being made in trying to intimidate people into believing you don't dare cross the government or we're going to take over your life and wreck it?
Oh, in terms of collateral damage, Bill, the DOJ might as well be dropping soft bombs out of a plane like we did in Afghanistan. It would be more transparent. There is no question that what is going on here is the single largest bullying campaign by a prosecutorial office in the history of this country. You're talking about more than 9,500 attorneys with countless resources in terms of support staff, budgeting, computer systems, interconnection with all of the intelligence agencies of the alphabet soup of the executive branch against solo practitioners in some cases. I mean, even for me, I say to myself, if I were to step out of this really unique crow's nest role that I have been in since January 6th, if I were to jump in on a couple of these cases where I feel like, oh God, defense counsel is like flying blind in a couple of these cases where just I read papers and I'm like, oh, seriously, dude, get your act together. But for me as a solo practitioner, when I look at these the prosecutorial submissions to the court in October and November, and I see things like 38,000 hours of video, how do you logistically actually manage that without it being something like NRA in-house counsel with its hundreds of millions of dollars in donations a year? Hello, wake up. What are y'all doing at the NRA, right? Stepping up the game and setting up a combative defense center to try to counteract the DOJ. I mean, there are some real logistics here that make the intimidation real. And yet, is it truly a federal felony to stand on the Capitol grounds outside the building, turn around, and go home? By that standard, if you and I drive past a robbery in progress in somebody's home that we don't see, but we don't pull in the driveway and stop it, then we're guilty of robbery as well. That's the standard the DOJ is using. Is it anybody that was anywhere near the Capitol that cast any eyeballs on any aspect of what was going on is guilty at the highest magnitude of the worst conduct that occurred, including the physical assault of officers inside the building?
Well, I think...
Even if you didn't enter the building, even if you didn't see it, you're still guilty.
I think politicians on both sides are so insulated that they don't understand real life anyway to begin with. But we're coming up on the last break, and when we get back, I've got a very pointed question to ask, just based off what you were talking about, as far as some of these lawyers representing these people. I'm curious about it, because I'm going to go by the law of averages. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know, when you look at it and you regard things and somebody sort of shines a light from a different angle, you sit there and you're like, wow, what have we have been asleep at the wheel, haven't we? So one more time, here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking to Paloma Capano. You were talking about these lawyers representing these people that were arrested for the various were all the charges trespass? Nobody got charged with insurrection, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
No firearms charges and no insurrection charges, correct.
So it was trespass. So all these people arrested for trespass. Do we know what the numbers are on this? Is it 100, 200?
I myself have not run, because it's just me, if you will. I have not actually run the full gamut of lining up the charges to do a statistical analysis. But it looks like, because, if you will, of the stall out of where everything is right now, that's probably one of the things I will be doing. I can certainly tell you from the documents that I review, you know, your range is approximately from simple trespass to breaking and entering along to conspiracy. And the conspiracies really surround the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, a couple of the neo-Nazi groups. Those are very limited in terms of the percentage out of the 700-plus cases. Trespass is the most common. And of the plea deals, the sentences have been fairly light in comparison to the charges. You know, they're charging people saying you're going to federal prison for 10 and 20 and 30 years. We're going to fine you upwards of $850,000. And then even one judge in a couple cases said, is this really what you're proposing to be the settlement? Because it was like 45 days probation and $500. But the impact remains, understand, that the person's life has changed forever because you now have a federal conviction. So you've lost your Second Amendment rights permanently in all 50 states and all U.S. territories. Done. Finished.
Well,
it could impact voting. It could impact jobs. So I want listeners to take every single plea deal as seriously as it needs to be. We're talking
sure.
about federal charges. This is not some little, you know, I was drunk at 2 a.m. and
so,
called my girlfriend. She needed
here's
to go
my
on a
question.
Diet.
Here's my question on this.
Are all of these
attorneys,
mm-hmm.
did they all come from the same inept law school? I mean, is there not a Perry Mason among them?
No. Listen, one of the attorneys even represented Trump during the first or second, I think the
and
second.
And he's taking plea deals.
Yeah. I mean, for what I think is missing, and I think I've discussed this with you once before on our Lock and Load segment, is I don't think that the attorneys are understanding the importance of these cases to the history of both criminal rights and the Second Amendment specifically. I think they're just looking at it the way lawyers look at things. Oh, this is a B&E. Oh, I got my client a great deal. She was facing 30 years. I got her 45 days probation. What are you criticizing here, Capanna? What is the matter with you? Right? How? What are you doing on national radio, which is why I'm not naming names of attorneys? You know, why are you calling me out? But the context is, I think, lost on these individual attorneys who are so overwhelmed with the DOJ's shock and awe campaign, the charges that their clients are facing, whether their clients have any money to pay them, which is a reality, truly, for an attorney. It is their job. And now the delays. So I feel like all of my hope is coming down to one defendant, and that's Jessica Watkins. So she has a federal public defender, Michelle Peterson, who I name because her work has been consistently good the entire year. Maybe Jessica Watkins, veteran, turns out to be the one person who, though incarcerated, manages to sort it out. I mean, she's been subjected to some pretty hideous prison treatment. But maybe she manages to go the distance because she has a federal public defender, and I think the two of them are in a good working relationship. Michelle Peterson seems very calm during the court appearances. Her submissions are timely and, you know, well written, but I'm not seeing a secretariat bill. I mean, I'm looking, trust me, I am looking for that one attorney who just, I could really myself amplify, analyze, try to say, look, other attorneys, look to this person's paperwork, look to their strategies. But the attorneys are even missing the basics of, was the Capitol closed or not?
Well, so here's my next question. So if that person were to pop up, would that mean that they're A, an anomaly, and they see something that the other attorneys, no matter how deep their acumen at portraying the, you know, at practicing the legal craft is, or with all of these plea deals and everything, is there some common denominator among them that is escaping us that is apparently, in my viewpoint, sort of running afoul of due process?
Yes, to both questions. Yes, I think an anomaly. And yes, I think the due process piece is being completely lost here. I think part of the reason why my passion is running as deeply as it is, and why I'm continuing to be so committed to working more than full time every week on this topic, is because I'm in the crow's nest. But that's a little bit hearkening back to what I mean about the NRA, or us having some kind of an organization that can really look at the bigger picture. So if you have your one defendant and you're being bombarded by the DOJ, you know, your first line of responsibility is to your one client, and recommending to settle is not necessarily a bad thing. But if you're sitting in the crow's nest and you're looking at all these different cases, it's very easy to see that the Department of Justice is not even saying the same thing from one case to another. So just on this issue of, was the Capitol closed on January 6th, which is the bedrock question of every single prosecution they have going, they have different stories in different cases about whether it was closed, what time it closed, who said it was closed. In other words, was it USCP? Was it Secret Service? And then the map of the area that they claim was the radius of closure. So that's underpinning every single prosecution, which is why, for me, that drives me nuts. Because I feel like even for a simple trespass case, that is where every single attorney should be starting, is due process. Was the person on notice, and was the notice valid? And I think the whole thing crumbles just on that one argument. So it's a little tough for me because I feel like I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. I don't have a defendant, but I do have the crow's nest. And so it's a little tough. But even my outreach to attorneys and in a few cases to judges' chambers, where I am seeing cases that have completely slid off the rails and there's no follow-up, right? A judge has issued an order that there should be a status conference, like yesterday morning. I'm ready to dial in to listen to the status conference on a person who I consider to be a critical defendant. The judge's office doesn't call me back. Deputy doesn't call me back. Nothing happens. No conference, no minute order. And I go back in the record, and the DOJ had submitted a few days ago a request for an adjournment out to February, and the court had not even issued anything, one way or the other, concerning an adjournment. And so technically it wasn't even adjourned.
Right.
But it didn't happen.
Well, before we run out of time, all this boils down to basically the question of, was the Capitol open to the public? And if it wasn't open to the public...
Yes.
And what are the hours they're open to the public? I mean, how do you not run it? We're going to have to continue this, of course. Now, if you're in beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, looking for a really nice antique shop, you should go check out Paloma's. It's Downton Antique. Correct? Am I right on that?
Yes, it is. And if you're looking for more to make you have not such a good blood pressure at the holidays, go to my 2ampatriot.com website for the politics of it all.
Outstanding. This is an ongoing thing, so expect to hear from her again. Keep your head up. Stay aware. I'll talk to you next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.